Hello and welcome to the Premier Pod. Now, the aim of the Premier Pod is to give you a bite-sized introduction to a variety of investment and financial planning topics. For our latest episode, we're going to take a look at investor psychology. So I'm delighted to be joined by Dr. Tamara Ansons from NatWest's Behavioural Science and Applied Psychology team. Bit of a mouthful. Tamara, what are the three things we can do to help us all become more rational investors?
Yeah, thanks, Sarah, and great to be with you today. So investing rationally is a real challenge. I think as humans, we're tied to thinking short term. And so thinking long term, as you have to do for investing, deal with losses and volatility are all really difficult things that we have to deal with. So we have to be accepting that we're not going to be perfectly rational, but as you say, we need to think about how we can be more rational. And so three things that I'd say is thinking through some goals, setting really good goals and some specific plans in place to support those. Thinking about how you can steady the course during times of volatility. And then thirdly, thinking about how you can take time to reflect on the decisions that you make in your investments.
Okay, well, those all sound like really good sort of strategies. Let's kick off with the first one then. Why is it important to set yourself really good goals before you sort of even embark on that investment journey?
Yeah, so this is a really a tough one for us as humans because we tend to be what we call present bias, so really focused on the here and now. But for investing, you really need to think about the long term. So you need to think about your goals over the long term, think about what the future is going to look like, what sort of future life you want to lead. And then think about what that means in terms of the plans that you're going to be putting into place in the here and now. So by thinking about your future life, what sort of world you want to be living in, thinking about how that aligns to your values, and then using that as a guide in making your specific plans, what types of investments you might be making, that's how you can go from something that's quite broad in terms of a long-term goal and then specific, more concrete plans that you outline in the here and now.
So it's really then about thinking about what it is you're trying to achieve with your investments, with your investment plan, isn't it?
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay, brilliant. So we've decided on what it is we're trying to achieve and why we want to invest money and why we want to grow our money. You then talk about staying the course. Now, what do you mean by that? And well, I think I know what you mean, but that's quite tricky, isn't it? Especially when we're seeing market volatility like we've seen over the last sort of couple of years.
Yeah, so I think this goes back to having a good plan in the first place. And so you basically want to think through this plan at the start and then be able to rely on this good thought out plan as you go through different volatility or changes across time. And so this is related to the fact that, you know, as markets play out, there's going to be volatility. Tends to be focused on negative movement in the news, and recognizing that that negativity doesn't necessarily reflect the overall trajectory of the market. And so being able to step away from that negative news, recognize that negative emotions might be at play as a result, and trying to instead make decisions apart from that emotional response that you might have. So you may want to initially try and deal with that negative response, make some quick decisions, make some snap judgments. However, that's not going to be very advisable. Hopefully you have a clear plan that maybe has thought about some of these potential volatilities so that you can rely on that to guide you through these more turbulent moments.
And I guess also the tricky thing is you've got to, on the one hand, as you say, you've got to sort of perhaps slightly park the negative news that you might be seeing at the moment. But also the temptation is now we've all got access to banking apps and we can see things online. It's perhaps resisting the temptation to look at your investments on a daily basis and look at those daily rise and falls.
Yeah, absolutely. I think looking at those daily changes can be quite difficult to avoid. I think technology allows you to do that. However, they do give you a really narrow and perhaps not accurate reflection of how things are performing. So if you're looking at daily fluctuations, that's not going to give you a full long-term view of how your portfolio is performing. And so by being able to step out of that daily comparison and looking at the long-term, that's really key to make sure you don't get pulled into making snap decisions and responding in these volatility moments, because that is precisely what your plan should be guiding you against doing.
Okay, and that leads us then very nicely into your final sort of strategy, which is taking time to reflect.
Yeah, so I think this is, again, related to, you know, focus on the sort of present and, you know, the fact that you recognize that in those negative moments, that's going to attract a lot of attention and making sure that you're not making snap decisions in those moments, but rather you're looking at your portfolio in the round and thinking it through in a less emotional way. So trying to think about it outside of these hot emotional states, but rather bring in time so that you can be reflective in a more cold manner. So that way you're not letting these emotions override your decision-making. And something that you need to also think about, not only the emotional standpoint, but also what the nature of your portfolio looks like. So we have this thing called familiarity bias. So we tend to invest in things that are familiar to us. So looking across your portfolio, looking at the diversity of what you're investing in is really key to make sure that you're actually investing in the things that are going to bring you overall sort of positive returns, rather than something that's more narrow where you're sort of putting all your eggs in one basket.
Okay, very, very sound advice, I think, Tamara. So just, I guess to sum up then, we're not saying we're ever going to be completely 100% rational investors because we're human beings, we're not machines, but there are things that we can do to ensure that we are a little bit more rational in the decisions that we make. And number one, as you said, start off with a really good sort of plan. What is it you're trying to achieve with your investments? What is your long-term goal? And hopefully sticking to that long-term goal, staying the course, that's number two. Don't get diverted by market volatility, negative news headlines, of which, as you say, it's the negative news that always dominates rather than the positive news. And then last but not least, when there is negative news and there is market volatility, just taking a step back and giving yourself a moment to reflect before you do react. It might be that sometimes it might be the right thing to do to react, but you need to have that moment to sort of step back and reflect on that. Thank you very much, Tamara, for joining me today. It's been absolutely fascinating. And I hope that everybody has been able to take something away from that and help us all be slightly more rational investors. A reminder that the views expressed in this podcast are not intended to constitute investment advice, are accurate at the time of recording, and are subject to change. As I said, thank you very much, Dr. Tamara Ansons, for joining me today. Until the next Premier Pod, bye for now.